Just a few halachot in the laws of Berachot. Ben Ishai, Rashad Balak, Halacha Bet, Mevarech, Sarik Lashmiya Leoznav, a Beracha. When a person makes a Beracha, he should make the Beracha out loud. V'yizahel Levarech b'matun b'kavanat alev. And he should make the Beracha slowly, of course, with Kavana. V'lo ke'otam burim. And not like these burim, imbeciles. Hamevarchim b'dilug otiyot v'tevot. They make the Beracha so fast that they skip letters and even sometimes words. V'im dileg shem o malchut. If a person, chas v'shalom, skipped Hashem's name. There are many times when the people are saying the Beracha, Baruch Tam Lachanam, Chanam, they skip the words because they're saying it so fast. They don't say Hashem, Elokeinu, Melech, Ha'olam. According to the Ben Ishchai, if you skip any of those words and do not say either Hashem, you don't say Elokeinu, or you miss Melech, or you miss Ha'olam, any of those words, it invalidates the Beracha. Chaim Avadya is a little more lenient. He says, so long as you said Hashem Elokeinu Melech, even though you skipped the word Ha'olam, the Beracha still counts. But who wants to make a Beracha like that? There's not so many words in the Beracha to start off with that we could start to afford to mumble and swallow and not pronounce correctly the words. So therefore, a person has to be very careful when he's counting, when he's saying the berachot, to say it out loud. Secondly, there's another onion. When a person says the beracha out loud, he allows somebody else to answer amen to the beracha. The Gemara says, "Gadol ha'oneh yoter ben ha'mevarech," that the one that answers is greater than the one that makes the beracha. So therefore, you're giving an opportunity to somebody to fulfill him. Is what that means. When a person makes a beracha, he gets two mitzvot. He gets the beracha that he made, and he also is enabling somebody else to get a greater mitzvah to answer amen. The question is why? Why is the one that answers better than the one that makes the beracha? It means like this. When a person makes a beracha, he's giving testimony. He's a ed. He's testifying. Shakon yavid baro. That everything that God created is in His word. However, we know that in Jewish religion, one witness is not enough. You need two witnesses. Al pi shnayim edim yakum davar. So therefore, when the person answers amen, he's the second witness. He's coming along and making the testimony binding. Therefore, gadol ha'oneh yoter ben ha'mevarech. Because without him, one guy's word doesn't mean anything. The second guy now makes the declaration more accepting. Therefore, a person should again always make berachot out loud. And the hadush I'm going to tell you now is, even when you're alone, because you never know if you're really alone or not. There could be somebody in the back, there could be somebody in the hallway, there could be somebody upstairs. And even if there's nobody in front of you, the holy books say the malachim, they hear the berachot and they answer amen as well. So therefore, everybody should try to get into the custom, even if he's alone, to make his berachot slowly, bekavana, out loud.